We had some good economic news that came out this week, and I'm not just talking about that very fine gross domestic product figure that came out late in the week. We had good news on new home sales for much of the year, but we did get a drop in the month of December. I don't think it's any reason for concern, but new home sales did drop 9.3% for the month of December. That put them at an annual unit rate of 625,000. And the previous 3 months had a downward revision of about 65,000 units. So bottom line, new home sales are okay. They're going to be volatile from month to month. You're going to have some months like this. I don't think it's any cause for concern, and I'll tell you why. Because you have to look at a longer time frame than just 30 days. And when you look at calendar year 2017, look at what happened to new home sales. They increased 8.3%. They increased to an annual rate, or a total rate for the calendar year, I should say, of 608,000. So even when you look at the decline in December, that decline put new home sales at an annual rate of 625,000. That's higher than the total figure for the calendar year of 2017 of 608,000. So that's the reason that I don't see any particular cause for alarm or concern in the fact that the December figure had declined. As far as inventory is concerned, and as many of you know, inventory in the housing market has been tight in a lot of markets around the country. New home inventory gained 3.9% for the month of December. There are 295,000 new homes on the market for sale as of the end of December. And that number, which was way too low, has increased 15% on a year-over-year basis. As far as the available supply based on sales paces on a monthly basis, that's 5.7 months right now, and it had been as low as 3.2 months supply of existing homes earlier. So there was an extreme tightness in the market, which has been to some degree ameliorated, but still, we certainly do not have a glut of housing or anything close to an oversupply of housing on the market. As far as the median sales price, that increased 4.7% on a year-over-year basis. The mean price on a year-over-year basis was up by 7%, which tells us that sales were stronger at the higher end of the price range. I'll tell you what, when you look at small business optimism, you have to be impressed. The Wells Fargo Gallup Small Business Index came out toward the end of the week, and it was outstanding. It was up 4 points to 107. That's the highest level since the second quarter of 2007. So here we have a small business optimism index at its highest level in almost 11 years. That's why I said earlier in the broadcast, I get really tired of hearing these negative comments from these negative nabobs out there, because the reality is they're not paying attention. They're not doing their homework. They're not even on the same page with reality. Very, very sad indeed. They have a lot of work to do to catch up to reality. By the way, consumer comfort is also riding high right now. The Bloomberg Consumer Comfort Index is now 53.7. That's close to the highest level since March of 2001. So now we're talking about a consumer comfort index closest or very close to its highest level in almost 17 years. I mean, that is a major chord on the economic data front. And when you look at jobless claims, you see beauty. Initial claims for unemployment insurance have been way down, way, way down, and both on a single-week basis and on a four-week moving average basis. We have seen some excellent numbers coming in on first-time filings for jobless claims. There's a lot out there in terms of the economy to like. And that's why, as I said earlier in the broadcast, those of you that have ridden this wave of stock market gains, you have to give yourself a pat on the back. You have to congratulate yourself every once in a while when you're doing something extremely right. Because the bottom line is, these have been the times when you can make so much money in the stock market that it is mind-boggling. I mean, just look how much the market is up since the last major correction, which bottomed in February of 2010. Now, subscribers to the investment letter are well aware that we issued a buy signal at the bottom of that correction. That correction bottomed at 1829 in the S&P 500. That's right, 1829 in the S&P 500. And the market, not counting dividends, has risen 57% in the S&P 500 since that time. And if you add in the dividends, it's over 60% total return since that buy signal that we published at the website after the close on February 10th, 2016. That's a little less than 2 years ago when we had the last major correction, which went on for several months and bottomed finally on February 11th. We put out our buy signal after the close on the 10th. Anybody buying mutual funds at the close on the 11th actually bought in at the low of the correction, which was 1829. And since then, a total return of over 60% in the S&P 500 index. Pretty good, huh? Pretty good.